Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. We'll be talking about how the Obamacare is actually working in Northern Nevada. We'll be talking with Sharon Chamberlain, who's the CEO of Northern Nevada Hopes, and the Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Rika Danko. Also coming up, we have Fred Locken, Janice Flanagan, and Heidi Smith. Coming up on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
The cowboy cinched up his grip and nodded his head.
What happened next, Popsy?
He rode and swayed but stayed on his horse.
Wow.
Rodeo, it's a family affair, June 19th through the 28th. Get your tickets today, renorodeo.com.
I love you.
Your business deserve the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
What does the massive Tahoe Reno Industrial Center offer to Northern Nevada? Well, there's an incredible amount of oversized infrastructure in place, along with hundreds of sites to accommodate relocating or expanding businesses. The park includes IT ecosystems, call centers, data centers, e-commerce distribution, and there's defense system manufacturing, clean energy, there's renewables and recycling, and we're just getting started. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Adventure at TravelNevada.com.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We are joined today by Dr. Rika Danko, hopefully I said that correctly, who is the Chief Medical Officer at Northern Nevada Hopes, and also Sharon Chamberlain, who is the CEO of Northern Nevada Hopes. And this is the first time you've ever been on our program, so why don't you tell us a little bit about Northern Nevada Hopes. I'll start with you, Sharon.
Thank you, Randy. Northern Nevada Hopes opened its doors in 1997 to address the growing HIV population that were unable to access care locally because there was not a clinic. And it started to focus solely on HIV-positive patients, and recently we decided that we wanted to expand to offer primary care to folks who have historically faced barriers to accessing healthcare. So in October 2012, we expanded to offer primary care to people throughout the community that have faced barriers accessing care previously.
Now, was that move in 2012 part of the Affordable Health Care Act, or was that just something you saw a need for in the community and decided to take that step?
It's a combination of both. We recognized that the Affordable Care Act was coming forward. There was going to be a lot more people that needed access to health care. In addition, we did a great needs assessment in the community to try to understand what gaps were there for people that were underserved in their access to health care. So both of those played a part in it.
Okay. So on a day-to-day basis, what kind of patients do you see coming into the clinic?
We see quite a variety of patients. We see HIV-positive patients as well as the general population for primary care. We also provide behavioral health at the clinic, so a wide variety.
That's an interesting one, too, the behavioral health. Yes. I've actually toured the facility with you guys, well, with Sharon, and I'm surprised to see that there's not just medical doctors and it's not just behavioral. You've also got a pharmacy, and you've also got, isn't it like a job placement or at least job support, helping people with their resumes and getting out there and kind of getting back on their feet?
We have a large social services department that focuses not just on that, but helping people from anything from getting their identification to enrolling in insurance and enrolling in the new Medicaid expansion.
And you became part of the navigators for the Nevada Silver Exchange, right?
That's right. We have six people on staff that can enroll folks that qualify either for the exchange or for the new Medicaid expansion.
And how have you felt that the implementation of the act has gone in Nevada specifically?
We see so many people that have not had access to health care, families, working class folks that just haven't had access to health care for years. And to see their expressions when they come in and they can get enrolled in the exchange and have access to health care for the first time and health insurance in their life has been significant. And coming to the agency and being able to address their health in a very holistic fashion because of our integrated model of, you know, behavioral health and medical and social services, we've seen families just move forward so significantly in their lives and become healthier and stronger members of our community.
Well, part of the reason I wanted to have you guys on today is I am personally one of those people that has not been real kind to the Obamacare, to ACA, and yet when talking with you, I'm seeing that it actually is working, that it's actually making a difference in lives. And I want to first thank you for what you're doing for the people in our community that need that access to health care. But it's encouraging to hear that there actually are positive stories of where it's really working. Now, it's kind of interesting, though, to hear about HIV and AIDS when it's been off the public radar for so long. And I was surprised when I first learned about HOPES that you still need to reach out and help people with this. Why? Why are we, one, why are we hearing about it? And two, who are the people that are still infected with HIV and AIDS?
Sure. I think that HIV and AIDS, it's changed quite a bit since initially diagnosed. There are still 50,000 new cases of HIV every year.
Wow.
And young people tend to be the most affected population. However, it has changed in some good ways as well, in that it used to go from an illness that would cause an early death and would be unsurvivable to now becoming more of a chronic illness. In fact, there are now medications where one pill per day with very minimal side effects, and now you can have a normal life expectancy with HIV. So it has changed in many good ways, but the public awareness, I think, is needed in that there's still such a high stigma with HIV. That still exists probably as prevalent as in the first days of HIV. So
why young people? Why are you said getting a higher population of young people? Is it because their parents were infected? Or?
No, I think it's more from general STI, sexually transmitted infections, sexually transmitted diseases. Those are becoming more and more prevalent. So we do need to have more education in that regard, and HIV is often coming alongside with that.
Interesting.
Yes.
How do you pay for services? Are you a fee for service, or do you get federal grants? How do you kind of stay funded?
We do get federal grants. That's a large portion of our funding. We also accept insurances, so we accept Medicaid and Medicare and private insurances. And then for folks that don't qualify for insurance for a number of reasons, they can access our services on a sliding fee scale based on their poverty level.
Okay. Well, you guys are doing a great thing in our community. It's interesting to learn more about the numbers of people that are coming in. I mean, what's your daily count of patients?
You know, we are growing so rapidly. We have over 150 new patients coming to access care at HOPES every month. The need out there is so great that I don't see that stopping. We're moving towards, we'll have about 15,000 visits next year, and in the next 4 years, we expect to have over 35,000 visits a year.
Well, we're going to take a break and come back and talk about that need and fulfilling that need. We'll be right back after this message.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. the Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Looking for help saving energy and money? Soon, new options from NV Energy will help you do both. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And we're back on Nevada Newsmakers. Thanks for joining us. I'm here with Sharon Chamberlain, who's the CEO of Northern Nevada Hopes, and Dr. Rika Danko, who's the Chief Medical Officer for Northern Nevada Hopes. So we started touching a little bit on your patient load, and you're saying how you're expecting to see an increase, and yet I imagine you're a little on the small side at this point. You've taken over an old motel there on Ralston and Fifth, and you've got a couple of old classic buildings, but how is that facility going to continue to meet the needs of our community? Or is it?
You know, that's a piece that we're addressing right now. We're going to be building a new building on that site where the old motel is. That's going to accommodate our expansion of services and also just enhance the way that we offer our integrated model of care. And we're very excited about that and are hoping within 18 months to 24 months, we will have that building completed and be moving in.
Okay. How are you looking at paying for that building? Is it going to be over time? Are you going to look for sponsors, donations, grants,
you know, there's
everything?
Yes, everything. And there's lots of opportunity for people to get involved and help make this community health center happen in the heart of downtown Reno. Mm-hmm. And I'd be willing and love to speak to anybody that would like to get involved in helping us with this building project.
All right. We'll have to kind of work on that. We'll have to have you guys come back on and talk a little bit more as it gets closer on how people can have a naming opportunity maybe at the clinic.
Yes.
So you obviously work with the medical community. You're a doctor at Northern Nevada Medical.
Yes.
But you must have a relationship with all of the hospitals. How kind of explain how you guys work with our local hospitals?
I think we're working to build a network here in the community where we can integrate the outpatient care of the patients and transition, if need be, to the inpatient care when patients are decompensating, not doing well, and require hospitalization. And then integrating there, again, from that hospital stay back to the primary care clinic where we can continue to follow them very closely after the hospitalization.
So how do you keep up communication-wise with the doctors of some of these patients if they're literally physically moving from your location to a hospital?
I think it's always a work in progress, but it's something that we're working on building those relationships and building those efforts to continue communicating with each other as best as possible.
Now, you've opened another new facility on your campus, I could call it, which is a needle program, and that to me was a little surprising that, one, we need it. And I just keep thinking of Reno as this small hick town that doesn't really have issues. And you guys come in and tell me about all these issues that we're having. But what do you think the necessity was for that new program?
Syringe service programs are a fantastic opportunity to meet people where they are if they're actively using drugs, and to provide an opportunity for people to use those drugs in a safer manner so that they don't end up with HIV or hepatitis C or, sepsis, where they end up in the hospital with the inability to pay for that hospitalization. So these programs across the country have shown and demonstrated time and time again the cost savings to a community. And so our whole philosophy at HOPES is really meeting people where they are. And so we have a program that is working from the street all the way into creating a medical home for an individual where they can come in and access all of those pieces. So if somebody needs access to drug treatment, they can have that. And we make that connection with active users to facilitate their health care.
So you're actually going out to along the river and downtown and helping, looking for drug users. That's a little on the scary side, I would think.
You know, drug use impacts so many people, yeah. And so many of us can think back in our lives and in our current lives and think of family members, friends, coworkers, colleagues that have somehow become engaged in the drug use community. We want to make sure that those people are safe. So, you know, the dads are there for their kids when they have the opportunity to stop using drugs, so that the moms are there, so that the kids go back into our society as healthy individuals. And this program, you know, has virtually every scientific body that has studied syringe service programs says that this is the way to do that. And so we feel really excited and honored to have that role in the community and be reaching these folks.
Well, it's almost like an intervention to some extent.
Absolutely.
Going in and helping people that are using drugs.
Absolutely.
To either help them do it safer or help them get off of them.
Absolutely.
And are you seeing making a difference there? Are you seeing changing lives? Mm.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think every single day. It's very much a word of mouth program, mm-hmm. and building trust in that community isn't always easy. And oftentimes people are very disenfranchised and live, you know, secretive lives. And to have a place where they can come in and say, hey, I need help. Mm-hmm. I need to see a doctor. I want to stop using drugs. To have that relationship already developed, that's what we're about.
Cool. How is it different for you being a medical doctor at Northern Nevada and then coming over to this clinic? How is it professionally for you?
In some ways it's very similar, because really the heart is providing care to patients. And in some ways it does differ in inpatient hospitalization versus outpatient.
Mm-hmm.
But it also helps to build that bridge between the two.
Well, I admire you both for being here.
Thank you.
And we'll definitely have you come back on when that building gets going and see if we can find you some sponsors and donors for those floors.
Thank you.
So thank you for being here. We'll
thank
be right back after
us.
This message.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
The Pizza Baron is celebrating over 40 years in business, and as a way to thank you, Reno and Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $21.95.
We deliver for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town.
It's like AT&T knew what we wanted.
Just the other day, we were saying we wanted a TV experience that fit into our life.
And our budget.
And then we see this U-verse TV deal.
Call to get U-verse TV for just $19 a month with qualifying bundles. Keep the same great price for 2 years guaranteed. Plus, get a total home DVR included for life.
Great deal, huh? And get this, I've always wanted to put a TV in here, but there's no TV outlet. Now we can. By adding the wireless receiver from AT&T, we can move the TV where we want.
And with the Total Home DVR, we can record 4 shows at once and play them back in any room. We never miss a show now.
Call to get U-verse TV for just $19 a month with qualifying bundles. Keep the same great price for 2 years guaranteed. And ask about next day installation.
This AT&T deal was made for us.
Look, they even knew I wanted to record this show.
That was me, hon.
That was her.
The Pizza Baron is celebrating over 40 years in business. And as a way to thank you, Reno and Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $21.95.
We've delivered for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Well, welcome back to the Nevada Newsmakers. I'm joined by our Power Pundit panel. I don't know how I say that three times fast. Fred Locken, professor of political science at TMCC. Janice Flanagan, the chairman of the Democratic Party. And
Thank you, Mandy.
Former Republican national chairman and currently like Republican women president, Heidi Smith.
A little
something. So, I want to talk a little bit about the last segment. You guys were here watching Northern Nevada Hopes. And I was a little surprised when I first learned about this needle program. And I'm shocked more because I just don't think of Reno in that way, and yet it's preventing disease. And personally, with you, you've had hepatitis C,
yes.
Preventing that is probably a good thing, isn't it?
I really think so, because I got hepatitis C in the hospital from a blood transfusion because they didn't know at the time to check for it.
Mm-hmm.
And since that time, I have had a liver transplant, and now I'm needing a kidney transplant. So I can understand the needle situation. I am also now a diabetic, so I have a lot of needles at home,
mm-hmm.
and they have to be disposed of
mm-hmm.
in a proper way. It's a big problem here in Nevada because we're somewhat of a stepchild to California, where the transplants occur.
Oh, okay.
And we're trying right now to get a transplant center down in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. But for those of us who need it now,
it's a little scary.
Scary.
And there was the doctor down in Vegas that was actually gone to jail for misuse of needles. So it's definitely an issue that needs to be made aware of. But politically, it's a little sensitive. I mean, you know, we're both Republicans, and I'm like, oh God, how do you sell a needle program to conservatives? But
well, I think you sell it because of the compassion and the cost.
Mm-hmm.
It is much cheaper to prevent a problem than it is to pay for it.
Yeah.
And just as the two young women were talking about, it's very expensive to deal with people when they are in the throes of a very serious medical emergency.
Mm-hmm.
If we can deal with them at the beginning of the problem, it's a lot better. And for the compassion end of it, these are our people. These mm-hmm. are people who need help.
Yep.
And not everybody is capable of helping themselves. And that's why we have a society.
Mm-hmm.
And I truly believe that this is part of being a Nevadan, is helping our fellow Nevadans.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting to hear that there's actually a good side to the Health Care Act, Affordable Care Health Care Act. We don't hear a lot of the positive sides, at least on the political spectrum.
Well, that's it. And there are there are now 60 million Americans that are at or below the poverty level.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where a significant portion have absolutely no medical care. The most expensive care is emergency care, and that's where they go. So all of these programs are really designed, much as we who have had health care, knowing it's best to go to the doctor on a regular basis to catch things when they're early. It's the same kind of philosophy, and it can have profound savings of taxpayers' dollars down the road, and has the compassionate element of keeping people from developing some of these diseases and life challenges.
Yeah, well, it's interesting to see we have two clinics in Reno like this, and they're doing excellent work in keeping health care costs down.
They're doing a great job.
Yeah.
And as you said, the Affordable Care Act is not all bad.
No, there are some good sides to it.
Wonderful parts about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we ought to fix the parts that aren't so wonderful and move forward, because mm-hmm. This has certainly been a needed element in our health care in America. We have the highest health care costs per person of anybody in the world, and I do feel that has to be addressed, and I feel that we're on our way to doing that, along with helping people.
Well, I think you've probably incurred your own high health care costs.
Oh my gosh, you poor thing.
Yes, at the time I had my liver transplant, it cost about $800,000.
Oh my Lord.
But I mean, I am not for, and I will call it by its real name, Obamacare. But there are always good parts in anything. And there are bad parts. My son is a doctor, and he wishes he had never become a doctor because of Obamacare. And I think you're going to see a lot of people going into other professions rather than medicine. And you know what it is? It's the paperwork. Mm-hmm. He spends most of his time with paperwork.
Well, we do hope that'll be corrected once the digital aspect becomes more in use. It's about time that our society put the paperwork aside. Well, I wish I had on my Medicare card a barcode so that when I walk in somewhere, they just scan the barcode, and there's all my information. I don't have to fill it out.
Just let Amazon.com take over our medical system, and we'll be fine.
Well, wait a second.
Use the records, they'll be
okay. Exactly. Well, we only have another minute or so, but one of the things I want to talk about is yesterday there was an interim hearing at the legislature on breaking up the community colleges and the university systems and essentially giving them their own governance. Now, I know you are a professor at the community college, so I want to put you on the spot, but essentially what they talked about is trying to have a little more local control for primarily workforce development, but you're at TMCC. How are you seeing TMCC integrated into the workforce development in this area?
Well, everyone was surprised, I think, by 391. It came very late in the session and was modified. There was an original proposal to put us under the Department of Education and align us more with K-12. This has been a very thorough process, much more than anyone anticipated. And I think it was a great opportunity for everyone to learn how much community colleges already do in the workforce, in terms of workforce development, how we feel connected to the community and how we try to be responsive to the community. What is being now recommended, I think, will allow us to do even more, which is critical to the economic future of the state and still keeps us bound with the system, which is good.
Well, I think we're going to have both Carol Lucy and John Gwaltney on the show pretty soon to talk about, because they actually went up and testified, and they're the first people to ever speak out that were former presidents.
So. Wonderful.
And with that, we will leave it. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow, next time on Nevada Newsmakers.
The Atlantis Anniversary Month-Long Casino-Wide Celebration, now through June 30th. Free cake and champagne, dining specials, and exciting casino-wide promotions. Win cash and prizes. Visit AtlantisCasino.com/anniversary.
Hello, I'm Bill Bradley, and we at Bradley, Drendel, and Janae are Nevada proud. And we proudly support the Nevada Military Support Alliance.
Watch Lawyers, Guns, and Money with criminal defense attorney David Houston every Sunday afternoon at 4:30 on KRNV News 4. This week, Ann Bryant, founder of the Bear League, will present her case against the Nevada Department of Wildlife's treatment of wild bears. She'll suggest another approach and discuss other ways to remedy the problem. Lawyers, Guns, and Money focuses on issues and people that make a difference in your life. Join criminal defense attorney David Houston this Sunday afternoon at 4:30 here on KRNV News 4.
Bobby Pages, the textile group. We're not just a dry cleaner. Visit BobbyPages.com.
Bobby Pages, Bobby Pages.
Didn't get a big game tag? You still have a shot to hunt any unit, any season, for as little as $15. Purchase your raffle tickets online or by phone today. June 30th is your last chance for the 2014 season, so don't wait. Get your raffle tickets today.
The Maverick Adventure Quencher is here. Earn a bonus entry in the ultimate truck and boat sweepstakes when you use your Maverick Adventure Club card to buy a fountain drink, chiller, or bodacious bean hot drink. Spend your trail points on entries to win at Maverick.com.
The Elko Convention and Visitors Authority invites you to visit Elko at Northeastern Nevada this summer. Log on to exploreelko.com for community, recreation, and event information.
There's always something authentic. A great deli has a New York accent. Experience Manhattan Deli, featuring piled-high favorites, matzo ball soup, and our famous New York cheesecake. Don't have a New York minute? Call ahead.
Thank you for watching and listening. Coming up tomorrow, we'll be talking to a couple of folks that have formed a new coalition for what's called the Nevada Wine Coalition. And their goal is to create a wine industry in Nevada. Should be an interesting topic. Thanks for watching, listening. We'll see you next time.